And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour. What a crack in that voice that was. Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. It's entitled Add-ons. Add-ons. You ever buy in church? Let's add this on. Let's add this on. Add-ons. We're going to talk about that. Plus, the same love. You and I are called to the same love. When you see what that is, you might be scratching your head just a bit. And we're going to do something that's very thought-provoking and time-sensitive. It's called Sometimes It Takes Time. Sometimes it takes time. And then we'll close it out this hour with today's Facebook post, Change That Frown.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. And I have some spiritual observations. I might have a few of those. My life's insanities. Just hang out with me for about 24 hours and you'll really, really understand. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Relax. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by.
AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In Chiapas, Mexico, increasingly hostile armed Zapatistas are evicting Christians from their homes. Mardomio and his family were ordered by his own father, the village religious teacher, to quit attending church, but the family refused and worshiped Christ secretly. During a family celebration, a group led by Mardomio's father burst in and beat their visiting pastor before running him out of town. Mardomio's children were banned from their school, and his family was ordered to leave the village. Now homeless, they continue to meet with other believers for worship. Please pray for Mardomio's family and for those like him who seek to worship Christ freely.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
Make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. That proverb goes on, "For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God." I love it when God says in His Word, "If, then." Those words are so full of promise and purpose and even hope. If I seek Him, then I will find Him. If I receive Him, then I will have eternal life. Blessed truth. Hey, blessed hope.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The threats to our religious freedom just keep on coming. This is Jim Garlow. In a May 25th, 2017 news item, two Minnesota filmmakers were in court to halt the enforcement of a state law. The interpretation being, if they're going to use their talents to produce films celebrating marriage between one man and one woman, they must also use their talents to promote same-sex marriage. And if the couple refuse to comply, they are violating the law and subject to fines, even jail. What? It's outrageous to think that these filmmakers would be threatened with fines and possibly jail for simply following their own conscience and faith and the definition of marriage for the last 5,000 years. First and foremost, we can't allow ourselves to be intimidated into doing nothing and saying nothing. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 19 reminds us that if we are a follower of Christ, we are in a battle and we better prepare ourselves for it. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple of fantastic things to tell you. Just fantastical. If I can make up a word with fantastic in it, it would be like fantasticalistic or fantastical fantasticic. I don't know. Come up with one. Here we go. First thing, this segment brought to you by Sam Rasul. Hey, Sam's a pretty fantastic guy. That works out pretty good. Sam will work with you, not because he has to, ladies and gentlemen. He loves to. He loves working out deals through real estate. He's been doing quite a bit of it. Number 5 in Keller Williams Realty in Southern California, not just San Diego, LA too. You go to thinksam.com to touch base with him, or you call him on that phone that is surgically attached to his head, 858-780-1-SAM. I think his wife doesn't like that when they go through the airport thing because it always buzzes. 858-780-1-SAM. You can always talk to him that way, or if you want to start the conversation through email, just go to thinksam.com and just drop in your contact info and he'll get in touch with you piece by piece. If you're looking to work with somebody who has got the same level of faith as you and doesn't quit until everything has been exhausted and takes each one of these transactions and makes sure that it's surrendered to the Lord, you can't beat that. I love that. We encourage you to go get in touch with our friend Sam. And if you know somebody, let's say you somebody in your Bible study or somebody in your group or somebody at your work and they're thinking about real estate. We just say, send them to Sam. Just send them over there and Sam will take care of them. That you can count on. Okay? All right. Okay? All right. Let's go. We're going to quickly jump into our What's Bugging Me. Brought to you by E.Cola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. E.ColaTermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. And die. Okay. I was hitting it with a stirrer stick. Here it is. This is something that's bugging me, but it's not something that's like really bad. But let me know if you've ever done this. This is my fault. It's bugging me. Have you ever had somebody text you? Ever? You ever been texted on the phone? And then within 5 minutes or so, you respond, right? And then they don't respond for 2 days. Have you ever had that happen? Somebody text you and just, well, a lot of times when that happens, we take that personal. Like, oh, they don't like me. They texted me. And now they're not even responding. How rude. How rude can you be? So I had that happen with my son and with my daughter-in-law. Unfortunately for me, I did not remember that her parents were coming in and that they were all flying out of town because how rude of me. I anticipated that they were just snubbing me instead of giving them the credit. They just weren't able to access their texts. That tells you right then and there, tis my fault, that's bugging me, that I didn't think of them positively or in the right way. I thought of them in the bad way. And people do that all the time, and you and I got to stop doing that. It's not their goal to ruin your life because they don't get back to you in time. So that's what's bugging me. Okay, Let me give a big shout out to the crowd. Big shout out. We're done. Save the children. We're done. 110%. It's like 109 and change. 110%. When you guys give it all, you give it all. We're done. You did it. Over. We are absolutely helping at least 225 kids. At least. That we're going to help save their lives. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Each one of you. Thank 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 you. Times 30,000. That's all I got. Great job, everybody. I appreciate it. Let's get into our quick DDD called add-ons out of Exodus chapter 20, verse 22 and 23. And it says this, the Lord commanded Moses to tell the Israelites, you have seen how I, the Lord, have spoken to you from heaven. Do not make for yourself gods of silver or gold to be worshipped in addition to me. Ooh, here's the thingy. Always good to know what the spiritual thingy is. God was telling the children of Israel, look, I've spoken to you. And that is something that's true for you and me. God has spoken to us. He's ministered to us. He's reached out to us. His word has spoken to us. We've heard him in sermons. We've heard him in circumstances. We've heard him in the sky above. And we've heard him in our own hearts, in our own minds, in our own quietness before his presence. We know he's spoken. We know he's shared with us. And we know that that voice that comes from God, that's not normal. The world doesn't get that. We barely catch it, but man, it's there and it's fantastic. Here's something, though, that God said that is kind of disturbing. He said, do not make for yourself gods of silver and gold to be worshipped in addition to me. Unfortunately, you and I have a sinful capacity where we can worship the Lord, but he's not the only one we worship. And when you worship, let's say you don't worship anybody as much as you worship the Lord, but the next thing you worship are your kids. Because life can't go on with the kids. Or let's say it's your bank account. Let's say it's gods of silver and gods of gold. You have got to be careful, as I have to be careful, to the level that we commit to something in comparison to our level that we commit to God. They can't even be on the same scale, which is what Jesus said when he said, unless you come to me and hate your mother, your father, your wife, your children, your brothers, your sisters, everything, your land, your business, your everything, unless you hate that, you're not going to be my disciple. Well, he was giving a comparison that by us understanding the level and commitment of love we should have for God, there is nothing on the same plane. And here's another passage that tells you, you know, you might worship God, but you've got to make sure you don't have small little gods hanging out in addition to. That's why this is called no add-ons. Because God's position is all alone. There's nobody and no thing, no element that is important like that. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, think of the politicians who, all the politicians, not just the left, not just the right, but all of them who have a higher desire for fame and power, control, recognitions. Those are gods in their lives. Maybe they're not as big as the Lord is, but they're there. God doesn't like that. There's like, no add-ons. You can't have God and, but I love my kids. Fantastic. Compared to your love for God, don't want to hear it. That's how much more we are commanded to love God. That's how much more. No add-ons. Do not make for yourself gods of silver or gold to be worshipped in addition to me. Too many people do it all the time, just that way. No add-ons. God and God alone. Be willing to lay everything and everyone else down, period, including yourself. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. Living some life, breaking out, feeling
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
All right, it's David James. My friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electro gun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Dr. Tony Evans says if you leave church feeling relaxed and at ease, you may have missed something. He explains as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Far too many of us gather together on Sunday for a parade rather than to find out how to go to war. And that's why we have so many casualties on the battlefield. Far too often Christians are not at war, they're simply visiting the parade. You say, well, how do you really know that we're in a war? That's easy. There are a lot of POWs out there. People have been caught in the crossfire of the angelic conflict because it has to do with a battle that was erupted when there was a rebellion in the heavenlies that got transferred down here to earth when Satan set up his command post from planet Earth, and God came down to this command post, created a man who would usurp authority over him, the lesser overruling the greater. The battle has unfolded. Satan takes the lead. He takes the initiative, and man subjugates the world that God has given him to manage on God's behalf over to Satan. And that is why the scripture says that the whole world lies in the hands of the evil one. Handed over as men joined Satan in his rebellion against God. But when you came to Jesus Christ, you were born into another world. You were born again into the family of God, the kingdom of God. And now you are fighting on the other side.
Learn more about the battle going on behind the scenes of your life. Request a copy of Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare. It'll not only teach you what the Bible has to say about our fight against the devil and his influence, you'll find the real-life help you've been looking for. Visit us at TonyEvans.org for details. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California. California. Couple things to tell you. I'm so proud of everybody participating with the Save the Children. I'm just really happy that through the show, I mean, you guys did extraordinary. 110%. Now, it says 109, but I'm telling you, when they're all said and done and they figure it out, it's going to be 110%, which is, you know, technically, that's impossible to give 110% effort, just in case you want to know, because you can only give 100% effort. But the idea is just to give it. And you guys did. And you saved the lives of kids, and that does matter. And that investment you made in the kingdom of God, that will come back to you certainly in the future kingdom, but possibly there may be moments of that blessing returning to you here in the land of the living. Be cool if you can meet one of those kids. I'll tell you, that's the prayer you should make. Lord, whatever I gave and that was able to help those kids, one day, somehow, through letter or something, let me meet one of those children. That'd be cool. All right, big supporters for Whitefields Ministries, my good friend Steve Wheeler and his wife Coral. They take the gospel to the four corners of the earth. They help rural pastors financially, emotionally, inspirationally, educationally, to the level of a seminary education. That's what they provide for them. Clean drinking water for the villages. They go all over the world making a difference in the name of Christ. And I constantly ask you this, and I'm not going to stop because it's a ministry that the Lord has connected me to. I constantly ask you to pray for them. If you sit down with Steve or you listen to Steve, you will find out before he asks you for anything else, he will say, please pray. Because they believe in a partnership with God, more gets done. And they see it, I think they see it right. More gets done in that partnership with God. Just pray for them to have wisdom. I've been praying for wisdom for ever since I've been a Christian. But the time to stop is not now. So keep them in prayer. Whitefields.org. That's whitefields.org. Last thing to tell you, don't forget about the KPRZ app. They were going to charge $55 million for it, but we have decided to give it away free. So you're getting a $55 million discount. You can get the app by going to wherever your app store is and typing in KPRZ. And then when you get it and it's free, just think, I just saved $55 million. There you go.
Poor Agent Squires. What are you talking about? This is how this stuff goes.
All right, let's get ready. Thank you guys for everything you do. Get ready. Oh, by the way, I need some prayer. Okay, so I get prayer too. So I went to the doctor on Friday and had to have a couple of things cut off my body. Yikes. And doesn't look like anything's too bad, but I can tell you one thing. I'd be hurting. That's that I can tell you. See? And my wife said, well, how's it feel? I said, well, okay, take this hammer and then put your thumb right here and then let me smack it as hard as you can, as I can. And she said, no. And I said, well, then you'd be getting close if you let me do that. All right, so that's a picture word for you. Here, watch this one. Same love. I read this and I thought, I am in trouble. A lot of us will hear the word of God. You'll hear the pastor say something. You'll read something in the word of God. You'll know you're encountering God and you get challenged to do better. The problem is people think, well, I've got to do better, so I'm going to go from a 0 to a 10 instantly. Christianity is not instant oatmeal, okay? Christianity is not a microwave, right? Christianity, of all things, is a slow cooker. That might be the way to think of it, as it gets done thoroughly in an every level. Listen to this. I read this. Imagine how I felt. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35 say this, a new commandment I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so also you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Yay! Who doesn't think that's fantastic? We all go around and we say, well, you know, the Lord took those 619 or 639, depending on where you're coming from, and he made the summary of all the laws. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Yay, yay, yay. And in John 13, Jesus gives you a little twist. You think he does? Yeah. He gives a new commandment, which is just a summary of what he's been teaching. He says, love one another. It's like, yeah, I got that. I got that. I read that in Matthew 22. I'm there. I understand that principle all day long, except Jesus said this, love one another as I have loved you. Uh-oh. What? Wait, no. I get to pray for my neighbor, wave to my neighbor. If my neighbor doesn't have enough Kentucky Fried Chicken, he can have some of mine. I'll make sure there's extra macaroni salad. But what do you mean, love my neighbor the way that Jesus loved me? Well, Jesus died on a cross for me. Jesus became a man for me from being in a position of the Godhead. He became human. He, in a sense, humiliated himself just to help me out. Jesus sacrificed everything, gave up the authority he was in to walk as a man. He humbled himself. He did everything for the sake of the elect. Jesus did so many things to demonstrate that he loves me. Are you trying to say that that's how we're supposed to love one another? Nope. I'm not saying that. Jesus is. I didn't say it. I didn't write this. But he does say, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So how much love has Jesus Christ extended to you? Yeah. You're supposed to use that love that he extended? Give a little back. Now again, do I think you're going to go from a 0 to a 10? Nope. Do I think you're going to do this perfectly? Nope. Am I going to do this perfectly? Come on. Nope. But that does tell you how far we have to go, right? Remember when all those people will go, I understand everything I'm supposed to do. That's not, you know, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do for the Lord. You just, it's just this simple. I'm sorry, you're loving people the way Jesus loved them? Oh, because I see you still have all these possessions. So maybe not. And then Jesus said this, because I don't want you to miss. It's him, you know. He said, as I have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you. So also you must love one another. Oh, wait. I guess the option just got dropped. That multiple choice just walked out. No, nope. There's nothing left except true, false. You either do it true or you don't. And then Jesus does this. He goes, by this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Not that fake love that says, keep on going, neighbor. God bless you. I love you. Really support you. If you come by and your kid wants me to buy wrapping paper for Christmas, I'll do it. I'm on your side. I love you. That's not love. Love is getting involved in people's lives and sharing their burdens so that when they laugh, you laugh. And when they cry, you cry. It's giving up yourself and focusing on others like Jesus did. They always talk about that. It's so funny. They talk in all these protests. Well, you should love like Jesus. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, yep. Hit the road and start spending your life on the behalf of others. And apparently sex is out of your life, so move on. it's just so phony. You got to love like Jesus did. You get it? You get what I'm saying, right? Don't get legalistic on me. But that's the goal. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
Why is it so important to be accountable to a friend?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey for Monday, July 24th.
My wife and I moved to a new city 3 months ago, and we wanted to find a church and get connected as quickly as possible. I think it just comes down to accountability. If we don't get connected quickly, then we start to get lazy spiritually.
He's a wise young man to get connected quickly. If we don't seek out the accountability of others in a local church, we'll find ourselves isolated and vulnerable to temptation. The Bible says that the devil prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. I've heard that African lions prey on weak, unsuspecting animals. They go after those straggling behind the herd, away from the protection of others. In the same way, if we refuse to be accountable to one another, we can be easy prey for the enemy of our souls. We can become so distracted by prosperity and busy schedules that we don't even notice when a lion has us in his sights. We need the perspective that accountability provides. One final thought. Are you connected with others in a local church? They may help you recognize areas in which you are easy prey for the enemy. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Ooh, we are in for it now. Let me tell you, before we get into it, we're in for it. Don't forget, we have Abounding Grace, not just at 1:30 before the show, but also 4 o'clock after the show. Get a chance to hear Pastor Chris Gordon. We've synced up on a couple of these. It has been 2.5 times that what I've taught on is what kind of he's teaching on, which we have never coordinated, nor will we ever. I just think stuff like that's cool. Don't forget about Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Good friend, he will be visiting us during the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch, and that is always a great event, opportunity for KPRZ to give back to the community and give back to the ministry. It's actually quite fun. Actually, my favorite joke on that is when I go in and we're doing gifts, and I've done this twice, and I hold up a piece of paper, and I go, $10,000 in cash. And then everybody in the room becomes really, really quiet, and then I fold it up and I put it in my coat. Not that we were ever going to get it. I just say it. It's so funny. Maybe we're going to have to come up with something like that again. It's just classic. All right, let's... That's not a lie. That's a joke. You see the difference? All right. Here we go. It's called Sometimes It Takes Time. Sometimes it takes time. If you kind of follow the bouncing ball, we talked about add-ons. You can't really have anything added on in your Christian walk in the sense of idol-wise. It's got to be the Lord. And then you get challenged because the Lord, without reservation, Jesus says, you got to love others the way I love you. And some people out there are going, well, that's impossible. It's like, nope, it's not impossible because you can do all things through Christ. And the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ, lives in you. So, yes, you can. Just depends on how much influence you want to surrender or how much of impact you want the Holy Spirit to have in your life and how diligent and faithful you are in word and prayer. Now we're going to take it to the next step because there's always another step to go to. This one is called Sometimes It Takes Time. So Exodus 23, 28 through 30 say this, I will send the hornet in front of you, and I will drive the Hivites, Canaanites, Hittites away from you. I will not drive them out ahead of you in a single year. Otherwise, the land would become desolate, and wild animals would multiply against you. I will drive them out little by little ahead of you until you have become numerous and take possession of the land. Ooh. The Lord says, I'm going to send the hornets out. start driving out these different people, and we're going to do this piece by piece. Piece by piece means not all at once. Piece by piece means line upon line, precept upon precept. Piece by piece means one piece at a time, one piece at a time. You ever do a puzzle? Have you ever done a puzzle? Have you ever done a puzzle? You know what you don't do with a puzzle? You don't take all the pieces and in one move put the puzzle together. Doesn't work. Can't do it. It's got to be piece by piece by piece before the picture is understandable. So there's something important for us to recognize there. There's some people have, and I've said this before, some people will go through a pretty dramatic life change when they meet Jesus. And sometimes that grace will be specific to that person and give them a deliverance that's like almost automatic, instant. That's kind of what happened to me. But sometimes it takes 10, 20, 30 years to get into a problem, and God lets it go 10, 20, or 30 years before he gets you out of the problem. It's always different with each person and each circumstance. But here you get this principle. God says, I'm going to drive out these people bit by bit, because if I didn't, then the law of the animal kingdom would take over and the animals would be running all over the place. And then when you moved in, they'd eat you up. And it's like, ooh, wait, what? So God's like, I'm not driving them out in a single year. Don't misunderstand. God could, but he's allowing his own law that he created governing the earth to take place. And God has something that you don't have. A proper timetable. You know how you got that watch? You see that watch on your head? You see that phone? Got that little clock on your phone? It's not that impressive. God has a watch. God has a timetable. God has a tablet. That one's impressive. And the land would be filled with wild animals. So God imposed a natural law at the time he was not willing to alter. It's not whether he could have or couldn't have. He just said, I'm not going to do it. And then he said, it's little by little, even though I want it and you want it done all at once. I mean, we're a microwave society for crying out loud. What do? You get a fast car so you can drive on the road so that you can get to the next stop sign so that you can hurry up and wait. It's so irritating. How fast is your car? It goes it goes from 0 to 9,000 in 3 seconds. How often do you get to do that? Never. Why? Because there's stoplights everywhere. You never get to do it. Well, they have that thing in the Autobahn. You're not in Germany. Okay? You're in California. If you go more than 20 on the freeway after 4, consider yourself blessed by God. Come on. It's little by little, even though we want it all done at once. And it does take me back to my earlier days. What earlier days are those, Dave? Oh, Three Stooges days. Three Stooges? What are you talking about? Slowly I turn, step by step, inch by inch. See, it's that thing is all slowly. And if you need a scripture that will really help you appreciate this, this is my absolute fave. This is the one that I use, that I quote to God when I'm trying to bite my lip. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image of Christ, glory by glory. You know what that means? Step by step, inch by, that's what it means. Glory by glory. Don't you ever wonder why you go through that same test or trial 15 or 20 times? Here's the answer. I'm going to give you the answer nobody's willing to give you. You are not passing. That is why. You are not doing it. Oh, no, I had a lot more patience. Having a lot more patience on a 1 to 100 and you went from 2 to 4 is not exactly passing. You got to go through it piece by piece by piece and glory by glory. And I know some of you are like going, oh, Dave, be quiet. Yeah, believe me, everything I tell you, I tell me, and even more so. The problem there is that I think that God has a different time frame. He has a different tablet. He has a different watch.
and he's not asking my opinion on how I feel his watch should be. But he is transforming me into the image of Jesus Christ, one chisel at a time. I don't know if you ever chisel like a rock or something. You hit it with a hammer, right? Makes a loud noise, could even spark. And if God is chiseling on you, it takes a lot to look like Jesus. God pronounced you righteous with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Now he's making you look that way. Isn't that fun? It's called sanctification. That's the part of the scripture you read and go, no, there's this, I'll fly away, O Lord, glory. Where's that one? That's called glorification. All that comes about because you receive justification, but you're still in sanctification. We'll get into that. I'm going to actually teach that later on in the week. I love that. That's a really good teaching. Here is the bottom line. It takes time, and sometimes it takes a lot of time. And sometimes the Lord wants you to slow cook the lesson so deep that you walk in it almost naturally. So if it's glory by glory, and if it's little by little, and if it's inch by inch, who's having the problem with the impatience? God or you? If there is a clog in the pipe between earth and heaven, it is never on the divine side. It is only on the human side. Ouch. Take a deep breath and recognize sometimes it takes time. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
In my heart, there are tears. So I come to you, my friend. And now I'm asking you again.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
G.K. Chesterton said, "The man who lives in a small community lives in a much larger world."
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Philip Yancey. Philip writes, "Community is the place where the person you least want to live with always lives," says Henry Nouwen. "Often we surround ourselves with the people we most want to live with, which forms a club or a clique, not a community. Anyone can form a club. It takes grace, shared vision, and hard work to form a community." The Christian church was the first institution in history to bring together on equal footing Jews and Gentiles, men and women, slaves and free. The Apostle Paul waxed eloquent on this mystery which for ages past was kept hidden in God. By forming a community out of diverse members, Paul said, we have the opportunity to capture the attention of the world and even the supernatural world beyond. Philip continues, in some ways the church has sadly failed in this assignment. Still, church is the one place I visit that brings together generations. infants still held in their mother's arms, children who squirm and giggle at all the wrong times, responsible adults who know how to act appropriately at all times, and those who may drift asleep if the preacher drones on too long. If we want the community experience God is offering to us, we have reason to seek a congregation of people not like us. Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Probably should let you know, I probably should do some of the things I'm supposed to do. Probably should let you know that you can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Simple way to reach out to us. David Spoon at KPRZ.com is the email. The David Spoon Experience is the Facebook. If you had a hard time in church and are looking for a book to challenge you, I mean, really challenge you. I remember when I went through my tough experience of having a church just absolutely explode and unload on me, half a Jim Jones type of church, half a David Koresh type of church, just unloading on me. I remember I was looking and looking and looking for material. At that time, there wasn't as much. Now there is a lot more, but churchdisappointment.com or hisappointment.com is a good read to challenge what we went through. And I'm rereading it for the fifth time. I think I've read this book, besides the Bible, more than any other book, almost. And it's like, yeah, man, I need to remember that. I'm still reading stuff that I wrote that I still need to remember. Because I think I'm old and my memory doesn't work as good or something like that. Okay. We are going to do our Facebook post, and our Facebook post is the thing that we have put up on the Facebook page. We have the David Spoon Experience, also KPRZ Facebook page, and the other Facebook pages that are somehow connected to us in some way, shape, or form. And this one has a title called Change That Frown. And it's not really Change That Frown upside down. It's just Change That Frown. That's all it is. Because I know, turn that frown upside down. Yeah, I'm not talking about that. Psalm 77, verses 10 through 12 say this. So I say, it is my sorrow that the right hand of the Most High has changed. I will remember the Lord's works. Yes. I will remember your ancient wonders. I will reflect on all you have done and meditate on your actions. Now, here's the thing that the psalmist comes up with. We don't get to hear this a lot, but this is kind of cool. So I say, it is my sorrow that the right hand of the Most High has changed. That word sorrow means piercing. That's from the Hebrew word piercing, and it means to grieve, to be sick, or to be weak. Have you ever felt grieved, sick, weak, like somebody's piercing you? Well, this is something that God has changed in the psalmist's life. He changed it because the Lord brought to him these small steps that can change it for you too. I will remember the Lord's works. Boy, if we could remember the things that God has done for us, put them together in a book,
spend the time reviewing and renewing, rehashing. Just imagine if you had, as a Christian, kept every single prayer in a book. How would that book look now? Just imagine if everything the Lord ever taught you, showed you, revealed to you, communicated to you, was in some type of captured form. You think of the Bible as something that is, the concept is so bizarre, but it's not that bizarre in the sense that this is God's engagements with mankind and the recording thereof. Sure, it has to do with the creation of universe and the redemption of the universe, but there's a lot of recordings with God engaging with people in the Bible. Maybe we should have kept a log. The psalmist says, I will remember the Lord's work. Here it is. I will remember the Lord's work. I will reflect on all you have done and meditate on your actions. I think that does not mean turn on cable TV and let them suck the brains out of you by dumping garbage in your brain. I'm pretty sure it doesn't mean that. I'm pretty confident that when we're supposed to reflect and meditate on the Lord, it's not the anger part that we felt at the person who cut us off on the freeway because they were texting and couldn't care less about any other human being, and you wanted to have a laser right there so you could blow their car up. Oh, I know, you don't, but you also at one time had that little box in front of you that goes doo-doo, 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 so you can shoot the car in front of you. Okay, I know you say no, but I know better. They sold about 5 million of them. Here's the bottom line. What God has done and what God is doing, that is what we're supposed to allow dwelling in our old noodle cooker. That's the stuff we're supposed to think about. Not that you're going to do it perfect. I'm not trying to say that. But, man, we sure put a lot of garbage in. You know, people worry about junk food. How about the junk food on the brain? That's the stuff that's really hurting. We need to have the truth. We need to have the bread of life. We need to have the manna from heaven. You want that sorrow to be changed? Shift that. Remember the Lord's work. Reflect on what he has done. Meditate on what he is doing. And watch that impact you. That's the coolest part. It'll do it all itself. You don't even have to just reflect on it. The truth has its own power. You don't even have to sugarcoat it. You don't even have to put honey on it. You just have to process in your system. And that, my friends, that will change the sorrow and change that frown. Yep, it sure certainly will. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.